I always want to take a deep breath each time I hear that passage, as it just seems to soar into me in a way that no other passage in Scripture does. So I want us to move into that day of Pentecost back there in Jerusalem. Passover had happened 50 days prior. So the festivities that were Passover had come and gone, and people had left, and now they were returning for something called the Festival of Weeks that happens 49 days after Pentecost. So the city of Jerusalem began to fill with Jews from all over the land, as well as the ones who lived there, to celebrate this festival. But there in that upper room, we still have the disciples who had experienced those 40 days of Jesus walking on the earth after he had been resurrected, those 40 days of teaching and learning and growing in what it means to be a follower of Christ and what they are to do now that he has ascended into heaven. But they are still probably wondering about what will happen to them if they step out those doors of that upper room. But there on that day, on that 50th day, the heavens rain down the Holy Spirit upon them. And have you ever been in a hurricane? And have you ever heard those violent rushing winds? We lived for 4 years on Okinawa, Japan. Yeah, I think that's right, on Okinawa, because it's an island. And we did retreats in this Catholic retreat center on the China Sea side. And the sanctuary piece was the second floor, and it was all windows. It was an old Catholic building. And when the wind would start to blow, those panes would rattle and rattle and rattle, and it always seemed to be happening whenever we had worship, as if the Holy Spirit was rattling through that place, like the Holy Spirit was rattling through Kittrell's tent revival, as the Holy Spirit was rattling through that upper room where the disciples were that day in Jerusalem. And it was so loud and so violent that the crowds that were gathered for this festival were stopped in their tracks and went to find where that noise happened. It's sort of like the ambulance chasers around here. When we hear that ambulance go, we got to go find out whose house it went to. They all wanted to find out where that noise came from. And so there in that upper room, if you read in chapter 1 of Acts, were the disciples, the newly anointed 12, and the women, all the Marys, all were there, all receiving the Holy Spirit. And when the crowd gathered, they all began to speak. Now, they didn't speak in tongues of angels. They spoke in the tongues of the people from Phrygia, the people from Pamphylia, the Egyptians, those from Cyrene, those who were Roman, those who were Arab, those who were Cretans. They all heard in their language the gospel message. It came clear to them, sort of like a sound system that worked on everybody's ears, not just some people's ears. So they all heard this message of salvation. But as in every crowd, there are those who sneered. And so then Peter steps out. Now, I don't know what that upper room looked like, but we all get those images in our heads. My image is this balcony, sort of, we saw the crowning of King Charles. I almost forgot his name already. King Charles, and everyone was gathered up on that balcony, and the whole crowd was there in front of them cheering. Well, that's my vision of Peter stepping out to speak to the crowds. And he begins to give this message from Joel, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And he ends it, or the passage ends this morning, with, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the rest of Acts begins this whole process of thousands and thousands and thousands being called into this life with Christ, this life in community, till the time that we call today, May 28th, 2023, where Christianity is known throughout the world, where we as the body of Christ are experiencing our own kind of disruption, our own kind of power issues that were happening throughout the growth of the church, that maybe, just maybe, now is the time for us to open ourselves to that power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's still present in this place. It's still present in us. We might not get the big flaming sounding roar up here, but we might get it right here. The church has a long way to go again to be the church that created the desire for people to come and join. As you read through Acts, Acts is one of my favorite letters. As you read through the Acts of the Apostles, you hear how community was so important, how people were gathered in, how people were accepted into this body of Christ, how the message of salvation and redemption and reconciliation impacted them so strongly because they were in an oppressed situation that they wanted to be part of it. Well, church, we want people to still be part of this life of Christ. If we think about our lives together as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we hear Peggy's message of how the body of Christ brought her health, as I hear Imogene's cry out to the body of Christ, pray for my son, as I saw people being poured the Holy Spirit in Kittrell, there is still time for us to step into that space, into that fire, to be burned by it in such a way that all we can do is shout hallelujah and call people into it. I can't imagine what it must have been like for Peter to come out and proclaim that message when they know that the messenger claiming about Christ, that Christ had just been crucified. And out they went. And out they proclaimed. And the church grew across Asia Minor. And it continued to grow. And it continued to grow. Until it reached here, Kittrell, North Carolina. So our task this Pentecost Sunday is to remember that the Spirit is still alive in this place. The Spirit is still alive in us. The Spirit is still alive in such a manner that lives can be transformed and changed when we proclaim that message of salvation and reconciliation. That we do it through our words. We do it through our community. We do it through our actions. We do it through the things that God puts before us. And we don't have to worry, can we communicate with the one in front of us? Because God will give us the words to speak and will give them the ears to hear the message. There is unity in the Spirit. And may we be one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. And may we, as we move forward in this transition, recognize the one who comes after me, who stands here in this place, is also part of that one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. So that we know that God's message continues no matter who is the messenger. In the name of the Father, the Son, in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.